I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Phil.
And I'm Jane.
Welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up,
the relatable dating podcast.
And in my head one day was like, hey, do you know what would be fun? A Christmas special, take someone to Lapland, you can go see Santa. I immediately announced that on TikTok that evening, about 5 seconds after coming up with the idea. And then when I looked at all the prices of it and realised, Lewis, this was a terrible, terrible offer to make.
Hello and welcome to Unhinged and Mumbled Up. I'm Phil, she's Jane, and today we are joined by Lewis, or anyone on TikTok may know him as 8-Bit Betty. Now, Lewis is going to explain what he actually did and why he's actually here right now. And if you've seen his videos, we're going to find out a bit more. We're going to go deeper into what he did. So, welcome, Lewis.
Lewis, I love you. Thank you for having me. I'm obsessed. It's so funny.
I either get specifically one way or specifically the other way. No one thinks they're okay. People either love them and think I'm hilarious.
Yeah, but if I'm Marmite,
despise me as a person. Then.
It's the best way to be. So, for anyone that doesn't know who you are, let's explain where it all started. How did your idea come about? And what is your idea?
So I obviously had a TikTok account. I'm terrible at dancing. I'm terrible at keeping up with trends, so I usually just rumble on about something. And I've had a pretty silly history with Tinder. I've dabbled in some places I shouldn't. So I had a few funny stories from it, which is the first kind of TikTok I put up about Tinder is where it all kicked off. And I was explaining how some of them had gone so badly on a Tinder date. Someone commented on one of the videos saying, hey, instead of going on any more Tinder dates, why don't you take me on a blind date instead? And I said, hey, that'll either be funny or at least it'll make a good video. So even if the date goes wrong, I can put it on TikTok. So I accepted it and said I'd take her. And then a few other people asked if they would, like, I'd take them on one effectively
way to get
too. I didn't really date before, which is the strangest thing. And I put this first video up. And a few people said back. So the following day, I said, oh, this is crazy. 50 people have asked if they can come on a date with me. The second video is the one that really, really took off. And then by the end of the second day, there was 800 girls asking to go on dates. And I remember I was at work. I was on a site waiting for a delivery to turn up the next day. And I was just refreshing my Instagram inbox. And it's just another girl popping up telling me where she was from and what she wanted to do. It all got a bit. And at first, I thought, this isn't going to go anywhere. It'll just be like a funny one-off video. But then it was just the offers were coming in every single day. For 4 months, I said, right, let's see how many we can do.
So you had, was it maybe 3 reels that you had?
Yeah, well, so the The first one was kind of mentioned in a few videos, but I thought it was fairly obvious at the time, was that you had to be old enough that I didn't get arrested. That was the first one. And then because it was me taking them on a date, in theory, it was, you know, old romantic myself, which turned out to be probably the stupidest offer I've ever made of my life, which is if they tell me where they are and what they want to do, I'll drive like wherever they are in the country.
Phil likes to drive far on dates, don't you, Phil?
4.5 hours, 3.5 hours. It's not bad.
Yes. I'd do that for a TikTok date, not for a standard date. If I could film something from it, then I'm willing to drive.
Dude,
a normal date.
I'll take note, I'll do it for my TikTok.
So basically, your first rule was to make sure you're old enough. Second one was you would. Mm-hmm. They had to tell you the location, you would drive to it. Perfect.
Exactly.
And the third one, they chose the date, didn't they?
Yeah, so they had to choose the date because I didn't know what was going on when we got there or what was even in that area. So I couldn't drive up on a Saturday morning and just try and find something to do because it wouldn't be very excited. And at first, I was just going to take whatever offer came my way. But towards the end of it, I was like, I'm not going to.
Oh, no.
Everyone wanted to do mini golf. And it's just so boring. So I started picking and choosing some of the cooler.
That's quite exciting.
Options.
So apart from your two big dates, mm-hmm. what was your favourite date that you went on throughout the whole dating series?
So favourite date, and this is nothing on
the person
because I strictly, like the reason I turned off all my likes on Instagram and everything was so that no one girl would get less likes than the other or anyone would kick off because I liked it being nice and even. But the VR experience I did with Rosie in London, I'm a massive nerd and I'm a massive gamer. So to be, I've never been on a proper VR apart from the little thing on my phone, and like when I was in that, it was not even the games you're meant to be playing, just having my guy walking around for no reason. It was so like something I'd never so fun. So that was probably the one that I left and said this is the first one out of all the dates I'd done that I'd like really
what
recommend
was your worst
to people
date?
To do.
Yeah. Again, not on the person, on what you did.
All of them were enjoyable. So the time I went to Scotland, we were meant to go to the Winter Wonderland on the Friday night, and I left my house at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we were meant to get the train from her house, and I completely missed the date because it took me so long to get up to Scotland. So I guess you can class that as the worst because we never got around to doing it. The tattoos were painful,
date.
So there was nothing enjoyable about that.
Tattoos? What? I didn't see that one.
Following up one of the first videos I done, when everybody started offering me all sorts of dates, I just said a few that would be quite interesting. So we'll see if we could tick them off. And one of them was tattoo roulette, they would pick my tattoo and I would pick their tattoo. So that was probably the worst one because it was physically painful, cost an awful lot of money. And now I have my cat tattooed on my leg for the rest of my life.
Ah, your cat called Cat.
So, and it's a picture of the cat and then it says cat underneath.
You are very spontaneous.
So, what did you choose for her? For anyone that hasn't seen that video,
I actually got it really wrong. So, we agreed no names because my original plan. So many people came forward to do the tattoo roulette one. My original plan was to get like 10 different girls who are willing to do it, and then get whatever they wanted to tattoo on me, and then I would just get 8-bit Betty tattooed on every single one of them.
Marketing, right there.
And I think that would have been funny, but we agreed no names, no swear words. So 8-bit, the actual 8-bit is like 8-bit gaming, which is like the really old school gaming before it got an operating system. So I got a Nintendo 64 tattooed onto her leg, a controller for it, which should have clocked at the time that the Nintendo 64 runs on a 64-bit operating system and not the 8-bit.
So
she's just got a random controller stuck on her leg now that has no significance to me at all.
I'm sure she loves it.
No, she specifically hates it. She lives in Nottingham, so when I went to Nottingham a few weeks ago, she gave me a lift into town and spent most of the drive into town reminding me how much she hated the tattoo.
Your Nottingham Weatherspoons and TikTok. I think I've learned from that as well. Do not put your table number and where you are on TikTok because it just goes mental, doesn't it?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
If you want free drinks, it worked out quite nicely.
I mean, we pretty much got told that our tables are cancelled and we're there's too much alcohol on the table. That's what we had. And we're just like,
same thing for us.
Oh, and we had to tell
so
everyone
how
to
many
stop.
Of your dates have had a second date or more? I know.
None of them, really. So, so as well as the rules that I had at the start of the day going into this, I used to make a joke when I got to the date. I was like, there's one more rule you need to know before we have this date, which is you're not allowed to fall in love with me. Because I was doing these like fun activities and I was so far away from a lot of them that the idea of a second date was just impractical, because as much as I'm happy to drive 2 hours through wherever it was to do something fun for TikTok, I'm not going to drive back there on Tuesday to take you out to dinner. So Saffron, who was the first ever date I did, was the one I went to Ninja Warrior with. Yeah, it was loads of fun. I was so unfit. But she lives around the corner from me, which was a coincidence, and that's how she ended up first, because I thought, let's find a local one to get this started with. So leading on to the dates, I was so busy through the weeks doing work and then going straight to these dates. She did cook me dinner twice because I live around the corner. She's like, you're so busy, just come and I'll cook dinner for you. So don't know if you can class that as a second date, but I went around hers for dinner. I guess that's the closest to a second date.
So UK alone, do you know how many miles you've clocked up on your dates?
I
estimated.
Wouldn't have a clue. A lot is So obviously Scotland was the furthest place that I'd driven to, but I've did Nottingham and Sheffield and Birmingham, Leicester a few times. I went somewhere down south that was absolutely miles away.
Awesome.
Harry Potter Studios, which is down the other side of Watford. So thousands.
I mean, that's a lot. Petrol prices are going up now. So I mean, I take it you're going to take
You stopped at the right time.
So the worst part about it was my company pay for my fuel. With my company car allowance, they pay for my fuel and I pay tax on the fuel. It's like the agreement we have. So I did tell him a few times, like when I bought, because my car doesn't hold that much fuel. It's a hybrid and I never charge it. So I had a full tank of petrol on the Friday going up to Scotland and a full tank of petrol coming down on the Sunday. And then a full tank of petrol on Monday to fill up for the weekend. So when I handed in those three receipts, they were all £60 each. I did explain to him, look, I've just been to Scotland. I want to pay for this petrol myself. And
that's amazing. I love that.
That's cool.
Sorry, are you cool, Phil?
That's cool. So because all of the girls got to pick what the best first date would be, what would be your first best, like the best first date that you could ever choose to do?
So I don't know if you can include Paris or Lapland on these two. I suppose they didn't choose them. I chose those ones. I guess we'll touch on them in a bit. It depends. So it depends if you're going for fun activity or like the vibe of the date, because lots of the activities were fun, but it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday or something, or in the afternoon, which isn't a great time to go on a date if you're trying to actually date somebody. So the ones which to be fair, ended up being most of them where I ended up drinking somehow. In the evenings, we've done a few in London, a few in other places. The ones where you'd done the activity, but then also could get drinks and chill and chat and do whatever you needed to do afterwards, they were probably the best if I was going to recommend a full activity and a full evening.
You mentioned Lapland and Paris. Can we just rewind and explain everyone about what you did for that?
Let's start with Lapland.
Yes.
Well, as in how that one came about. I do this with everything in my life, which I make a decision before thinking into it in the slightest. So
same here.
I'd done my dates. I'd done 15 or 16 of them up until this point of the ones that made it onto TikTok. And then it was coming up to Christmas and I had always wanted to go to Lapland. And in my head one day was like, hey, do you know what'll be fun? A Christmas special, take someone to Lapland, you can go see Santa. I immediately announced that on TikTok that evening, about 5 seconds after coming up with the idea. And then when I looked at all the prices of it and realized, Lewis, this was a terrible, terrible offer to make. I was doing all of these up to them and they were getting a bit, not tedious, but they were just the same. It was just little activities every now and then. I thought, let's up the ante and do something that I wanted. Because doing these dates, as well as taking the girls on dates, I wanted to tick things off of my tick list that I want to do in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like bungee jumping. Example of one of them. So Lapland was something I'd always wanted to go. I'd never had a girlfriend and didn't see myself getting one anytime soon. So I thought, let's tick this one off now. Why, you know, the world is watching. And then did it again.
How did you choose the girls for each of those destinations? Because I'm guessing a lot of people showed interest at those activities or holidays.
Yeah, hundreds. So Paris actually got more than Lapland. I think that's maybe because I've grown a little bit since then. But there were several hundred for Lapland for sure. And my rule on this is I despite half of them turning out to be blonde, which I still try and convince people is a massive coincidence. The idea is not to pick pretty girls to take on a date. The idea is to pick any girl that wants to go on a date. So everyone applied and I put all their names into a hat.
Oh, wow.
And I on TikTok just picked the name out of a hat. And a message were like, hey, are you actually up for this? Because we're going to Lapland. And so we did that, and it was Jade who ended up coming to Lapland with me. And I'd picked the week before going, and she worked night shifts and I worked day shifts, so we couldn't speak the entire week. And I had somebody lined up as a backup when I was at the airport, thinking if she doesn't turn up, I need somebody else to be here to go. But she did. So, yeah, met her at the airport.
Did you get nervous before you meet the girls?
No, I mean, if you see my TikTok, I'm not shy of anything. I'll ramble on continuously, and I've happily done that in front of a camera on TikTok and on, Instagram and everything my entire life. So I just do the same to girls, and they just have to put up with me for a few hours, and it's Lapland, they have to put up with me for a few days. But I think they're probably more nervous than I am, because they know I talk a lot and have to put up with my entire conversation for the entire time. It's been really annoying.
So, now we're going to talk about Paris, because I was watching. I was so invested in Paris, watching it all like unfold and watching your TikToks and everything like that. What happened? Let's start with the process. You started with Paris for Valentine's Day.
This one starts about 9 months before, but we'll get there. So finished Lapland, and then after that, I'd spent so much money over the 3 months, so I can't remember exactly the budget, but the end of September it started, then there's October, November and Lapland, and I spent just over £4,000 on all of this stuff, which is an incredible expense to have coming out every month. So got back from Lapland, I was like, that's it, I'm done, I'll find something else to do. Got through Christmas, I was bored out of my brains, had nothing to do on TikTok, so I didn't really, apart from dating, that was my main thing. I'm not a trend person, I don't dance, I don't, you know, sing to anything, so I got a bit bored. Valentine's was coming up. I thought that was the next logical thing to do. You know, let's start it up. My channel died down a bit, but all the attention I was getting and everything had slowed down because I wasn't posting. I thought I'll do this, see if anybody's interested. Again, overnight it flew. A million girls wanting to come to Paris. So if you're ever struggling to get girls' attention, just offer them free holidays. It seems to be. Right. So, yeah, so that was the plan. Same as Lapland, just we'll go to Paris this time. We chose the girl slightly differently. So I didn't want to just pick a name out of a random hat, because the idea was that Valentine's Day is a bit more intimate than any other situation. So the idea was that we'd have to at least like each other or not be repulsed by each other to make this work as best we can. So we had a bit of a different period. My friend chose 10 names out of a hat this time. Then we got all of them to write in a CV and tell us about themselves. And then my twin sister chose which one she thought would be the best suit, which was a girl called Hannah. Now hates me. So the idea in my head was that we'd fly out to Paris, we'd spend a Valentine's weekend in Paris, dance under the Eiffel Tower. I never fall in love. It's not something that I've ever really thought was going to happen, but I was like, at least we can have a good time while we're out there.
Yeah.
Obviously, Phil knows how it went down. I don't know, Jane, if you know exactly what went down over the Paris, but I ended up pretty much the exact day I chose Hannah out of the hat, or my sister chose Hannah. A girl I was seeing last year bumped into one of my friends. They ended up having a catch up. She ended up talking to me. I should have deleted her number immediately. But I didn't. I just had a catch up with her. And then things started like falling back into place with her as the lead up to Paris was coming. But I wasn't too worried about it because I didn't think anything was going to happen. But then I had this really awkward situation of, by the time I got to Paris, I was effectively seeing this girl and taking a different girl to Paris, which was not easy in any sense of the word. I was hated by most people involved in that. And then we had the big drama on when we got, so we'd done the date in Paris. We flew out to Paris. I met Hannah at the airport, flew out. Everything was amazing in Paris. I didn't clear things up as well as I should have. So we had a big blowout in the evening when I explained it all. I think what didn't help is Hannah had been recommended by her friend. Commented on the video by her friend. So she didn't know anything I did. She hadn't seen any of my previous videos. So lots of people were commenting saying, you should know that he does this all the time. You're never going to fall in love. She hadn't seen any of my previous stuff. So I think came into this thinking it was like a one-off random thing that some guy is doing. So was looking into it slightly differently than I think most of the other dates were.
See, I think even on your first video, you turn around and go, so if you want the worst date of your life, then yeah, apply. Now, yeah, I mean, she got to go to Paris. Like, she got to go to Paris for Valentine's Day. How can... You wasn't going to fall in love, even though the Eiffel Tower thing looked like a movie, mate. It looked like you two were about to kiss and everything like that. But
do you think it's hard for you to fall in love, or do you think you can fall in love?
Well, so here's what I guess it's almost a bit of a fairy tale story. So I have notoriously never had a girlfriend in my entire life. One girl turned up and we had a bit of a situationship through some months last summer that didn't work out, and she was the only girl I'd ever had feelings for. And at the time when it all went like tits up, I guess, with her, I was thinking, oh, well, at least I know now I can have feelings for someone. That's never happened before. Then I was getting a bit worried because I went on all these dates and wasn't like, I was like, have I just gone back to where I was? But I guess you can say I can now, because that girl who I was seeing over the summer is
Steven.
Officially my
we'll
girlfriend.
Call her Steven.
Sound crazy to say out loud because I've never had one.
So you two officially girlfriend boyfriend now?
Yeah.
Is that what you just said?
Yeah. Yes. I am working on introducing Stephen to the TikTok world because everybody wants to know who she is.
Everybody wants to know all about Stephen.
I love that. So it all's worked out.
It has got the fairy tale ending, even though you've got like one girl that hates you and like loads of money that you spent on dates and stuff. Now, where did you take Stephen on your first date, like this time?
So the whole reason it worked, so previously when we were seeing each other, we had agreed that we were never going to be in a relationship. So we never went on any dates in the 3.5 months we were talking to each other. We started having a conversation this time and she made like a sarcastic comment saying, well, if you're taking everyone else on a date, you can take me on a date. And I was like, okay. And then we actually done something really, I guess you can call it boring compared to all the other dates, but we just went out for dinner, which is like a very standard date that everybody does as opposed to all the activity dates.
But you know what I always say? It's not about where you go on the date. It's about who you go on the date with.
Exactly. And at dinner, we could sit and talk as opposed to like bungee jumping. I didn't really talk to the ladies for the first hour of that because we were just in harnesses and being taken all over the place. We've been on a few now. No super activities yet, but...
There's time.
I'm working on it.
That's amazing that it all ended well. So, yeah. What we're going to do now is a bit of like... pick one or the other, and then we want a little explanation, your reason why, the answer. There's no right or wrong answers. It's everyone's opinion. So I will start it off. Dating apps or meeting somebody in person?
So I'm terrible at meeting people in person. So dating apps for me have always been better because I don't know, my success rate on Tinder compared to like on a night out in town is just so one-sided. It's ridiculous. I don't know if that's because I'm usually too drunk to attempt conversation. But I don't know. I've never really done it the other way, which is a really sad thing to say. I've always done it through dating apps, majoritively Tinder, which is arguably the worst one out of all of them. but I think as much as I'll talk to people in town all the time and I get drunk and I go and I'll walk over, like, you know, there's a group of girls sat somewhere. My friends will say, Lewis, go and break the ice with them so we can all come over. And I have no problem with that. It's just, I don't know, it's easier, I guess, behind a wall on Tinder, you know, if they don't reply. So what? If you're open with something ridiculous, then, you know, they start shouting at you, you just don't match and run away. Move on to the next one. So,
yeah.
I guess a bit of a safety net on dating apps.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
really,
absolutely. So second question, obviously in your relationship now, but for a first date, would you prefer coffee or dinner?
Dinner, I think. I'd go for dinner with my friends, but I see coffee as something very casual. If it's somebody I'd not really spoke to and I was like, hey, do you want to grab a coffee because we've not been talking long and go and chat, that's fine. But if I was going to take someone on an actual date, I think dinner's a bit more intimate and you can, you know, talk a bit more and it lasts a bit longer.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's usually in the evening. So,
yeah. You
know, stacks in that.
Question three, when messaging, do you prefer text messages or voice notes?
So I send voice notes a lot. When all of this started and my DMs were just flooded, I completely gave up with texting for a while because I just couldn't be bothered to answer everything texting. And I don't know why I drive as well, which is really bad. So I'd like open the message, ramble something to them, send it, next message, ramble something. So I always prefer voice notes because you can categorize like a lot of messages, something really quickly.
Yeah.
But obviously 100%. It's not easy to say and listen to them if you're like at work or something. So I do a big split of both, but voice notes would be my
preference. Bell's a voice noter as well.
I'm a voice
noter. Okay, question four. Are you more nervous about meeting your partner's friends or family? I feel like there's a story here.
No, just so I'm in that process at the moment. I actually, with this girl I'm seeing now, I actually met her family ages ago, like when we first started speaking, but she gave me a heads up. I went to pick her up to go somewhere and she said, I'll quickly pop in, I'm getting ready. I walked in and her mum and dad were sat there.
How did you feel?
So I'm fine when I'm there. I don't get nervous on dates, but I get a little nervous around that, just, I don't know, in case they judge me. Which I don't think they will, because I'm a fairly clued up guy. Like, it's not like they're bringing someone in who's like unemployed and missing teeth or anything. got, you know, swear words tattooed across his forehead. So I think just from general conversation, they must look at me and think, oh, he's not a complete arsehole. Just the heads up. She's done the same thing this time. I went to pick her up a couple of weeks ago and she's like, I'll just come in, I'm getting ready. And I was like, I'm not falling for this again. I know what's waiting behind that door. And she was just like, well, if you know what's waiting behind this door, you've got heads up, so now you can't complain. I was like,
and what about her friends?
I never know. With parents, I think it's quite slightly easy because parents don't judge as much as friends do. Trust me, I've had friends who have got into relationships and we have completely slagged off the person they were seeing when they weren't together for months, and then they initially announce they're together and you've got to pretend, I've always liked them. So I'm just nervous that they're going to be in the same thing as that. Like, I'm going to turn up and they're going to be like, oh, he's pretty sound, when they spent the last 4 months telling her like how trash I am or something. But I got that this Thursday, so... But I think friends more than parents.
More than parents. And then the final question on this one is trust. Do they have to earn it or do you trust straight away?
I think you should trust straight away. And then I think you should earn it. I think you should have it or you don't. You've either, you know, you can earn it back potentially if you're in a really fragile relationship and that's how you want to run it. But I don't think you should ever earn it in the first place. Maybe obviously the first few weeks you're just strangers to each other. I don't think, you know, to earn something, I think you have to have made a mistake to earn it back. I think it should be there. And then, you know, if it's work on getting it back, but arguably a relationship that's failing anyway.
What did your friends and family think about you doing all this, all the kind of first dates on TikTok? What did they think?
So I don't tell my family anything that's going on in my life most of the time. So it was a few before I'd done it, and my sister's obviously seen my TikTok, and my older sister, some of her friends are like my biggest fan. So I think because they're all like parents now and their life's revolved around, you know, waking up and going to sleep and feeding a baby, just small glimpse of me for 3 minutes every now and then, they're really excited about. So it was eventually them who told my parents. My dad was like ecstatic about it because, like, I think he just thought, oh, you're going on all these dates, we're pretty girl, like, come on, son. That's like, I wish I could do that, but I've got to go do the gardening because your mum's told me to. And my mum, just after every single one, was like, was this one the one? Is she coming around for Sunday dinner? I'm like, no, she lives in Lancaster, mum. Oh, actually, she's not coming anywhere near me. So family found it a bit weird. So my friends didn't really understand it. My best friend, who I play PlayStation with a lot, hated it because I was never on because I was always up and about and he'd ring me and I'd be driving somewhere. They were all a bit questionable on it and didn't really know what the hell I was doing. When we went on the first night out and I originally put my thing on Wetherspoons and we got loads of free drinks in Liverpool the first time I did it. That was the first time they were kind of sat around and was like, what's going on here? Why are people buying this guy drinks? So I think they thought it was fun. They thought it was funny and they'd always watch the videos. But I don't think they fully understood what I was actually doing. Yeah.
And another question, do you reckon there'll be a reunion of all the girls together and you can...
I was planning a finale. I knew like it wasn't sustainable to keep spending all this money continuously. As much as I was enjoying the attention and as big headed as it went, like as much as you saw on TikTok, there was as much going on not on TikTok. Like it was just ridiculous without sounding too sleazy. So I knew like eventually this was going to have to stop. And I kept making jokes like my life's never going to get better than these 3 months at the moment because like, I've got all this attention from all these girls. But I knew it wasn't sustainable. So I was always planning some kind of finale, which I thought Vegas was going to be the finale. Eventually I'd work up to that. And then somehow I just ended up going to Lapland. So I was like, okay, could this be the finale? And then I ended up going to Paris. But my plan for the finale the whole time was to rent a massive Airbnb with like a swimming pool and a hot tub and invite all the dates there for one night. Don't know what we would have done or what we'd have filmed if anything would have been done, but just had all 20 of them there to have a big piss up and drink. And I would have taken some of my friends who would have been ecstatic to be put into a room with 20 single girls.
Wait, that's the other thing. You said that two of the girls are now bisexual, is that correct?
Yeah, so it was one of the girls who I went on a date with. I can't remember what we did, but it never made it. I didn't film enough stuff, I forgot, and it just never made it onto TikTok or onto Instagram, I don't think. She's one, and I'm not going to say the other one's name, but someone who I actually went on a date with as well. Like, one of them seemed to be overnight because we were still talking and like chatting and just like general life stuff. And then like a week later, she was like, oh, I've got a girlfriend now, I'm a lesbian. And I was like, 6 days ago you didn't. Like, how's it? But yeah, two of them went on a date with me and then just decided to, risk it bending the other way rather than put up with anyone like me again.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and then one of them hates me, so not the greatest statistics.
One out of all of them, though, that isn't bad, mate.
Much lower, higher statistic than I would have thought with them changing sex or changing like what they're believing or whatnot, but lower statistic on how many despise me after the date.
Yeah. I think you can class it as a win. Now we have this, our final thoughts, where we take something from the episode that we've spoken about and we either found it funny, inspirational, or something like that. So,
Jane, do you want to go first? My final thought is, I love how spontaneous you are, and it's almost like you just grab life and just go with it. And I'm quite organized, so I kind of want to be more like you and be a bit more spontaneous, because that keeps it exciting, keeps life exciting. So I feel like you're very inspiring, so I'm going to be a bit more spontaneous like you. And what would you say your final thought?
Lewis, what would your final thought?
A final thought away from the dating, slight pass, just going to the actual overall podcast. I love people who have the ability to just chat to people and just to enjoy. We actually started a podcast ourselves, made a whole podcast studio, awful lot of money on it, and then COVID kicked in like a day later and it all fell to pieces. My final thought on just that as a whole is I always appreciate people who are willing to aimlessly chat and hear thoughts and stories from other people. My final thought from my series and what I do and what I've done, which I tell everybody, is the worst thing that's going to happen is it's going to go badly and you'll get on with your life the next day. So if anyone ever asks you on a date and it sounds fun, don't think about it. Think about
that's
it afterwards.
Great. Yeah, that's great.
Go and do it.
And Phil, what about you?
Do it. Mine is basically... I've got one. I'm trying to word it. Basically, no matter what, it's going to turn out all right in the end. No matter how many times you think it's not going to work, it turns out all right in the end. And Lewis is the example.
Strangely. Didn't see that one coming early in my life.
Thank you.
So yeah, thank you very much for coming on the show. If anybody wants to find you anywhere, Instagram, TikTok, anywhere like that, where can they find you?
So 8-Bit Betty is my TikTok. Instagram's linked there. It's just my name, Lewis Betty. They're both linked to each other because, advertisement and all that. If you go on my Instagram, it's not hard to find which one I am because it's a picture of 30 different girls in every single photo. Which eventually, in years to come, it's going to be hard to explain to anyone looking at my Instagram and when my girlfriend's showing her friends who I am and they've had the question.
Just play this podcast episode back. Just tell them to listen to the podcast episode. It explains it all quite quickly. Done.
Yeah. Hey, be better on TikTok, Lewis Betty on Instagram.
Thank you so much.
That's amazing. Thank you very much for coming on, Lewis. You've been an amazing guest.
No worries, thank you for having me.
Yeah. To everybody listening, thank you.
Bye.
And goodbye.
Excellent.
We'll do it like that.
Thank you for listening.
If you want to find out more, you can follow us at Unhinged and Mumbled Up or
Swipe Forever After.
And if you want to send us an email or check out our website, it is www.uadu.co.uk. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.